Omagyanatimanandasham Gananjanashalakayam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, Krishna has arranged that we all had this opportunity to come together for the soul revival retreat. So we have had some very good opportunities here to stimulate the natural reawakening of the divine consciousness within the heart. Each and every one of us is actually an enlightened spiritual being. It is only that at the present time it is covered by different degrees of lust, anger, greed, fault-finding, laziness, etc. So, if we come in contact with spiritual atmosphere, then we revive the original, dormant, enlightened consciousness within. That spiritual atmosphere is available in the form of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And it is available in the form of the divine association of the saintly devotees of the Lord. And if you will chant Hare Krishna in the association of the devotees, then it becomes enhanced 10,000 times. You see. So it is very nice when the devotees, or those who want to become devotees, that is also potent, when they can come together for an intensive period of hearing and chanting the transcendental names, fame, forms, and pastimes of the Supreme, all attractive personality of Godhead. By taking advantage of such opportunities, we receive great blessings to enable us to progress very rapidly on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. We have seen in India, the common man, he does not have automobile. He has bicycle. But he may have to pedal 30 kilometers to work in the morning and in the evening. It's a lot of pedaling. But we've seen how he would grab on one truck or a bus. No problem, you see. So in the same way, if we can grab a hold of the of Guru Sangha, Vaishnava Sangha, you see. It's like that poor man grabbing on the truck. So if we can grab a hold of that Guru Sangha, that Sadhu Sangha, then very quickly we can progress without even so much endeavor, actually. Practically effortlessly. It's simply a matter of intelligence. If you can put yourself in the right association, in the right situation, and keep a nice service, loving mood going and not become, you know, critical or negative. Just keep a nice, friendly service mood going in your heart. You will make incredible advancement on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. So such retreats, as we, this has been nicely organized by our organizers here for this weekend. Such retreats are amazing opportunities for spiritual progress. So we should definitely plan to get together again, not make this the first and last. You see? So we should expand this spiritual retreat program so the whole world will want to come on spiritual retreats with the Hare Krishna devotees who can actually guide them how to come out of the cycle of birth and death and regain their original identity as a servant of God in his eternal pastime. Isn't it just stupid to suffer when you don't have to? Isn't that the most unbelievably stupid thing you could do, to suffer? Just imagine a person who has unlimited wealth, but he doesn't take advantage of wealth, he lives like a pauper. His father is a multi-billionaire, but he runs away from home over some disagreement and he's living in great difficulty. That's less intelligent. If your father is a multi-billionaire, why you should live in poverty? You see? So why we should suffer in the cycle of birth and death? That's not intelligent. Birth, death, old age and disease. There is absolutely no reason we should be suffering like this. It's idiotic to be in this position. When all we have to do is say, Krishna, I'm yours, and mean it. You see? Take me, I'm yours. And he will. If you sincerely bow down before Krishna and say, my dear Lord, from this moment on I belong to you. You engage me however you like. I simply belong to you. Krishna will reciprocate with your sincere prayer. And you will see how all the anxieties, all the difficulties that you've gone through for millions and millions of births begin to evaporate. So, those are my words of wisdom. Not my words of wisdom. Krishna's. It's the words of... I'm simply the messenger. That's all. Bringing the words of wisdom from Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, from our great acharyas. They are giving us these words of wisdom, and I'm just simply the FedEx man delivering them. That's all. So, anything else? Anything else to speak at this time?
Like to thank everybody for coming to the retreat.